everybody tuning into the Doug Steffen Good Day program. WVOV. What great call letters, Richie, huh?
Yeah.
Voice
love it.
Of the Valley.
Yes.
I like that. The VOV call letters are very connected. All right, so anyway, we are here. A lot of new folks listening, so I want to make sure that everybody knows what's going on here. Our job on the Good Day program, that is our job, Ken and Rich and Roberta and Jennifer when she's here, and me, I'm Doug Steffen. We're here to discuss the important stories of the day. The information that we come up with is gleaned from lots of different news sources. I have 24 different news sources that I go to every day. Everybody is, as Richie was pointing out earlier, when I talk about something, he'll do a quick Google search. For example, I was saying that the moon influences and the astrology of the sky influences what goes on. And so you go back and do the research, you'll see that all these crazy shootings take place at a point that's near or on top of an astrological event like this week. It's a full moon this week, but on new moons and sometimes eclipses and where Mars is and Venus is and all of that other stuff. So it has some merit. Later on in this hour, Dr. Joy Brown is going to help you wow your true love. What are the ways to wow your true love? Dr. Ken Kronholz will join us in a few minutes with the medical news of the week. Meanwhile, in a very combative essay published in the online newspaper Pravda, Senator McCain turned the table on Mr. Putin. Remember, Putin last week got an op-ed piece in the New York Times. So now McCain takes a shot at Putin on their soil in Pravda, which is the state news media in Russia.
Really?
Yep. He declared himself to be a pro-Russian, but delivered a blistering attack on Putin, describing him as presiding over a failed petrostate, a quasi-dictator
Wow.
who rules by corruption, repression, and violence. I'm amazed this thing ever made it
Wow.
into the news media.
Me too.
McCain's article intended to answer the column by Putin, and people are saying that the president ought to have done something like this, but didn't. McCain decided he'd take it on himself, and, you know, they have their writers, so I'm sure that it was well thought out, well written, well presented. I'm looking at some of the stuff, the translation. Basically, remember, Putin last week focused more on American foreign policy, but McCain, who doesn't like...
Went right for the bullseye.
Well, man, did he ever. He focused squarely on Putin himself.
What do you think the odds are that the president put his arm around McCain and said, I need you to do me a favor?
That's an idea, Rich. I hadn't thought about it that way.
I can't do this, but you can.
Yeah, right. And maybe even he wrote it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah. But McCain goes on to say he didn't believe that a Russian citizen could publish a similar criticism of the government. In fact, criticism of the government appears frequently in the Russian press, but it's usually never written by a Russian.
Because they shoot them if they do.
Yeah, right. Isn't it interesting that they allow the press to print it?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
I'm astounded that got in the paper.
I am kind of too, Richie, actually. It would never make it in the Chinese state newspapers. Anyway, Putin's spokesperson suggested that McCain's views were largely irrelevant to the Russian people, said Mr. Putin would not respond to the article.
Really? Shocker.
Yeah, it is a shocker. Anyway.
Wow, so that's interesting.
That. Okay, there's a study out today. I want to talk to Dr. Ken about this. Roberta will chuckle about it. The study suggests, and this is for all women listening everywhere, you know that most of the time I take the side of women. Every once in a while I say something that's...
You're very pro-feminist.
That's silly, like the other day, my daughter, who's been visiting me for 10 days and is going home, unfortunately, back to Los Angeles this afternoon, when she heard me talk about kissing the tattoo that was on Miss America. Or was it Miss America? Who had the tattoo? Was it Miss America?
Miss Kansas.
With Miss Kansas, right. Okay, Miss Kansas. Anyway, and I afterwards thought to myself, you know, I probably shouldn't have said that, because somebody will take exception. Somebody, and frankly, my daughter now is our major demographic in terms of age. My daughter's in the late 30s, is a married woman who is sophisticated, and I know it sounds like,
but you're her dad too. Daughters don't want to hear that about their dad.
I suppose probably not. Anyway, no. We all used to laugh because when her bedroom is up over my studio, and when she was a kid, she used to be talking about stuff. She didn't like it. She'd pound her feet on the floor. So that was a foot pounding moment, if you will. Anyway, the essence of this study suggests that the brains of adult men are 10% larger than the brains of women.
Oh.
Because men generally have a larger stature and more muscle mass than women. Makes sense. Brains require more neutrons.
Here's the problem,
to control
though.
The body. Yes.
They know how to use theirs better than we know
that
how to use ours.
Yes, right. Now, that could be the punchline here.
Big monkey wrench. Don't know how to use.
Yeah. Don't know much about history. Yeah. Don't know much biology. But I do know that I love you, Rich.
Mongo no use tools properly.
Mongo pawn. What's that line from?
Mongo pawn. Only pawn in Game of Life.
That's what it is. Okay. Anyway, so the Game of Life continues here with Dr. Ken Kronos and his medical report coming right up here on Good Day.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
All right, let's get to our medical report from Dr. Ken Kronos, one of the medical experts here on the Good Day program. Dr. Ken is brought to you by the folks who are responsible for Provia. Meanwhile, there are a number of things this week. I find these sorts of stories, Ken, fascinating. A doctor has regrown a man's finger. Is this a stem cell sort of thing?
Well, true story. It happened not too far away from us here in Florida. This is 33-year-old Paul Halpern of Delray Beach, Florida. Doug had part of his index finger torn off while he was feeding his horse. Halpern had been feeding the horse a treat when it mistook his finger for a cookie.
Ooh.
But Dr. Eugenio Rodriguez gave him another option. Rodriguez was able to make a mold of the missing piece of finger using the bladder tissue of a pig. Once the newly created tip was attached, the finger started to regenerate itself. My big question is whether this could be used for other parts of the body, and only time with good research will tell us.
My big question is whether it had horse burgers the next week.
My question would be whether it would be the same if you stuck your finger in a cow's mouth. I've done that a lot over my life, and I know people who are close to horses. You do have to be very careful about feeding them things like carrots and apples. That's why you open your palm. You don't stick it in your fingers because they'll... You know, and cows the same thing.
Exactly.
And if you have a dog that's eager, the same
My pugs will bite your fingers,
yeah,
too.
Right. All right. We were talking about the brains of men being larger than the brains of women. And that's not necessarily indicative of whether you're smarter or not. A lot of times people think, Ken, that if you have a bigger brain, you're going to be smarter. I know a lot of people have fairly small heads that are quite smart. So it doesn't have anything to do with the size, does it?
I don't want to get in the middle of this one. But I think this has more to do with, in general, the size of every other part of the body. But So I'm not going to tell us who's smarter.
All right. E-cigarettes, how smart is it to be using them?
Well, these are not going away. The British journal Lancet this week, we learned that as many people are able to quit smoking using e-cigarettes as using a nicotine patch. So doctors now have in their black bags another weapon to stop people from smoking, because not everybody responds to each one of these treatments. But they may have an advantage, obviously, over the patch, because you can put something in your mouth to simulate smoking. You know, you can't puff on a patch. But the big question is, are they safe? They're certainly safer than traditional cigarettes, which contain over 4,000 toxins. But e-cigarettes have propylene glycol in their vapor, which has not been proven harmful to humans, but it yet hasn't been really proven safe. And also, the nicotine in these e-cigarettes, is it addictive? Does it actually create more smoking? We need more research. And this needs to be, in my humble opinion, a prescribed by prescription product.
Really? Because?
Because of the nicotine and the possibility that the nicotine will damage the lungs.
Yeah.
It does have effect on the lungs. Mm-hmm. And also, are you going to get addicted to the nicotine and smoke more?
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day. There's a blood test that can determine whether illnesses are caused by bacteria or viruses. And, of course, that begs the question, what's the difference between the two?
This is a medical breakthrough of the week. This has occurred at my old alma mater, where I was a medical intern and resident, Duke University Medical Center. They have announced in the Science Translational Medicine Journal this week, a blood test that can differentiate between whether your lung infection is from a virus or a bacteria. This is so important because this will determine whether you get an antibiotic or not, and we hate giving them out unless you really need it, but we hate missing it if you need it, and this is going to be really helpful. The only hook is that this current test takes 24 hours, and they're working furiously to get a test that they can get the results within 1 hour, and that'll be very clinically helpful.
All right, Dr. Ken, let's talk about some of the things that are going on to help our case with men and women losing their hair. The product known as Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, is something you've taken a look at. A lot of customers are talking about the excellent results. What do you find?
Doug, your million-dollar look cannot be perfect if you have thinning, weak, and tired hair. Thinning hair, it could be the result of aging follicles. The new Provia from Chamonix strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you've tried before. And it works for both men and women. You've suffered with thinning hair for years. Well, now you can join the thousands who are using this scientific breakthrough from Chamonix and see the amazing results for yourself. Provia Serum, it's all natural and no side effects. That's why I like it. And it's very easy to use, and it's simple. You'll get compliments everywhere you go or your money back.
Call 800-525-8319 and mention Dr. Ken. You'll get the new Provia Super Concentrate, which has 4 times the power of the natural Provia for cleaning up your hair and getting your hair to grow faster and thicker. 800-525-8319. The new Provia Super Concentrate works or you get your money back, period. That's why Ken is behind this, because it's all natural and because they guarantee the product. So dial 800-525-8319. This is a limited time deal. That is, you get super natural Provia with the regular Provia product. It'll work twice as fast and you'll get twice the results. Very cool. 800-525-8319. Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV. a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Yes, she did.
All right. So there's a very attractive picture of Roberta going to a big, fancy dinner at someplace in New York City.
Bryant Park.
Right, outside.
Secret location to the last minute.
All right. So Roberta looking good on her Facebook page. Meanwhile, the Eagles are here for a particular reason. Crank it up, Richie.
Corner and Winslow, Arizona.
There it is.
Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed.
One of my favorite groups as a disc jockey. Actually, they were just getting started when I was leaving the music biz and moving into the conversation biz. But I still have had a deep affection for the Eagles' music as a truly American band, frankly.
So California,
it's great stuff.
I saw them last year, Roberta, too, at the Jazz Fest.
Jazz Fest, that's right.
They were amazing. They sounded as great as when I saw them in the 80s.
There's a police report suggesting a woman charged with cutting her housemate with kitchen knives.
Ooh, dear.
Because he would not stop playing music by the Eagles. The woman was arrested this week, booked on criminal domestic violence of a high and aggravated nature. Is there any other kind? In plain language, police say she knifed the victim, her former boyfriend, because he wouldn't stop playing the Eagles. They were arguing about Hotel California, Heartache Tonight, Desperado. The guy's 64, she's 54, had lacerations on his arm, his elbow, and his hand. Police said that he was not seriously injured. He was listening to the Eagles when this woman told him that she didn't want to hear any more from the Eagles. The disagreement quickly escalated. The victim told the woman to shut up. The woman went to the kitchen, grabbed a 14-inch serrated bread knife, and started to swing it at this guy. The man got cut a couple of times before he and a friend restrained the woman. The two eventually let her go, only to have the woman grab another knife and then chop him up a couple more times.
I would have taken my 8-track right out of that player and thrown it at her.
Right. Let's hear it for the
My Eagles' greatest hits 8-track.
Yeah.
And I would have winged it across the room at her.
There you go. All right, so that's the story from South Carolina.
Gotta love a song with a banjo in it.
All right. All right, let's turn our attention to the music, a different kind of music. Our video of the day today at DexStefan.com features Jesse. Richie, would you please fix it so we can hear Jesse singing along to an accordion?
A romantic Italian ballad.
Yes.
Oh, you gotta go see this dog.
There you go.
And he's as happy as can be. His tail is wagging.
And great, this is great stuff. When Charlotte didn't have problems hearing things, she'd sit in here and we'd do dog stuff and her head would turn 87 different ways. That's why she'd boof a little. But her hearing's not so great anymore. So, anyway, this is very cool. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. Nice dog, Jesse. Very nice dog. Very nice. That's the video of the day today at DougStefan.com.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. If you want to meet someone compatible, look in a smart way. If it was a art fair, you would probably meet other people who like art. So if you don't like art, that's not the place to go. AARP relationship expert, Dr. Pepper Schwartz. There are people who like horses, and they go to these horse show gatherings for equestrian singles. If you have any organization, political or otherwise, you might find that they're having events to go to. Try Googling the word single and your hobby. There will, in fact, be events listed. I tried this and found Parent Map with get-togethers for single parents, Birdwatcher Buddy, and an RV group called Loners on Wheels. Then there's AARP's dating website, How About We? It's based on making this suggestion. How about we meet for coffee, see a movie, go to a concert? Just see if someone wants to do what you want to do and start there. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been
been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Understand the conversation on the Good Day program aimed at familiarizing you with the most important stories of the day and anecdotally the things that maybe you wouldn't have heard if you were listening to just a straight news report. Yeah, we are interested in telling you what's going on, but what does it mean? Especially what does that particular thing mean to you? That's part of what we dig into here in the best stories of the day. Rich McFadden, my colleague and control mate at the big studio in Washington.
Hello, mate.
I'm on the small studio line. Ken Kessler is here, as well as Roberta Fasinelli. This week's winner in our Dream Big America contest was Wesley Laporte with Phone Soap. I think, Richie, do you have the... Let him describe. I'd like to hear the audio from... I know that Kenny... Michael edited some of that yesterday. This is a very interesting story. He's going to be with the other two winners from the month of September, the Jar with a Twist guy, and let's see here, Fanect. They will be competing in the September Dream Big Championship next week. You can check out all of the winners and the story behind the story at DougStephan.com. Go to the Dream Big America box in the trending story. I think that's where it is, Kenny, right? The Dream Big America box will bring you to DreamBigAmerica.us. Mm-hmm. And it gives you the story of all the contestants and prizes they'll win, all of that sort of thing. So we try to do this every Tuesday during the 9 o'clock hour, East Coast time. That is the last hour of the Daily Good Day program. We present this contest because I'm a big fan, obviously, as an entrepreneur. I want to encourage entrepreneurialism. And so under the circumstances, we're here to push and push hard sometimes on these people and help out the ones that, according to the votes, are the best. And so each week we have a sort of national thing like American Idol. After the people present their two-minute presentation, then people can go vote on them. And this guy got the most votes. Wesley Laporte here is explaining what Phone Soap is all about.
It all started with the question, which is, what's dirtier, your cell phone
or a toilet. Well, it's your cell phone. In fact, recent studies show that the average cell phone has 18 times more harmful bacteria than the handle in a public restroom. And that's why we made phone soap. And phone soap is the world's first cell phone charger that simultaneously sanitizes your phone.
Think about this.
It makes cleaning your phone absolutely effortless because you already charge your phone every day. Instead of plugging your phone into the wall every night, just plug it into phone soap. When you wake up in the morning, your phone will be charged and clean.
Uh-huh. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Huh? It's very cool.
Interesting. When you think about it.
Deionizer.
Yeah, that's what it is. This guy came to Provo, Utah from California. And the inspiration for phone soap came when he was doing the research in the laboratory. They were the ones that came up with the... They were... Remember when this study came out earlier this year? These are the guys who did the study. And so we all now know what we sort of thought before. It's kind of like... Wasn't there a study also this year earlier on of how dirty your desk is?
Yeah.
In comparison to the toilet
seat? They've always done the how dirty your keyboard is.
Yeah, right.
But here's the one I started thinking about yesterday. Your debit card. That you hand to how many people during the course of the day and get swiped through a computer that other people's cards get swiped through every day.
Yeah.
How dirty is that?
Yeah.
What's he going to do about my debit card? Now I'm all concerned about that.
Yeah.
Now I know how to get my phone clean. I want to get my debit card clean.
Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few moments, and we are going to talk about ways in which you can express or try to actually impress your true love. Express love through impressions to your true love. How can you do that? Dr. Joy joining us in a few minutes. Meanwhile, the UN chemical weapons inspectors say they did not exceed their mandate by providing the likely trajectories of sarin-bearing rockets. Listen on the face of it to how really ridiculous this sounds.
Okay.
They were supposed to find out whether the bad guys were the government or whoever else may have been represented. In
terrorists or even the rebels.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So in order to figure this out, they needed to find what the likely trajectories were of the rockets. And now the people who say what they found out is illegitimate are saying they had no right to check on the trajectories. I mean, think on the surface of it how ridiculous that statement is and how foolish all of this stuff boils down to. How would you know where it came from if you didn't check the trajectory?
You have no right to check what we've been firing.
Yeah.
And where they came from.
Right.
It's private.
So anyway, story in the New York Times today, Roberta, about this. The information including precise reverse, what they call azimuths, of the rocket angle of impact interpreted by the news media and the Syria watchdogs speculated about the units being responsible. In other words, where they come from. And that's how they figured out they came from the government because they were government-owned locations if you trace the trajectory back again. Now, I don't know how you do that, and I don't really care how you do it. What really grabbed
me... CSI once.
Did you? Okay, good, Richie. Is how patently ridiculous it is for these people to say their research is inconclusive or illegitimate because they didn't have a mandate from the UN to find out where the rockets were launched. You're just supposed to find out what happened after they hit the ground. This is the kind of child's play that goes on. And you know how much money it costs to run the UN? How much do you think it costs to run this investigation to find out who was responsible for the sarin gas use in Syria? Millions of dollars. And it all is just like, it's like child's play. These people act like children. You have no right to do that. What? It's crazy.
They've got a big sandbox with a lot of toys in it worth a lot of money, and they want to protect it. That's all there is to it.
That's what it is. All right, speaking of protection, Dr. Joy is going to help you with that. If you're in love, how do you impress the person with whom you are in love? We'll work on that in a matter of moments. This is Good Day at 20 minutes before the hour.
Look, kid, on this job you can use any wrenches you want, but I use Westward wrenches. Ratcheting reversibles, spline drives, flex wrenches, quality stuff. Man's choice of wrench is a personal thing. I am not going to tell you what wrenches to use, but use Westward. All Westward wrench sets are 25% off at Grainger this month. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/westwardpromo or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. Promo ends September 30th, 2013. Visit granger.com/westwardpromo for details.
No matter what happens in life, I will always be there for my brothers. Through thick and thin, we're blood.
Except if I crush them in fantasy football, then they can cry over my untouchable roster that says, talk to me next season. Blood's thicker than water, but isn't thicker than football.
Crazy about football? Head to Sears for big TVs and big brands from Samsung to Sharp. Save $70 on a 51-inch Samsung plasma TV, only $479.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/21/13. See stores or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Banning phrases like Merry Christmas seemed like a fad at first, but political correctness has moved way beyond academic speech and corporate policies into the world of legal rulings and government-imposed speech codes. The news is filled with stories about banning references to religion, race, or gender in our public schools. Many of us played along for a time because we don't go out of our way to offend people, and it seemed easy enough to substitute Happy Holidays for Merry Christmas. But if we look through the lens of liberty first, we realize that this is no place for government. America's founders understood that people must be free to think and say what they please, or our most basic right, freedom of speech, will soon lose its importance.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 16 and a half before the hour. Nice to have with us Dr. Joy Brown, who visits us each week at this time. Visits with us is probably
making
the correct.
Making a house call. Yeah.
Yes, making a house call. Dr. Joy is heard on the air nationally every day, noontime, East Coast time, for 3 hours. Taking your calls at 855-99-DR-JOY. I think your phone works all the time, though, so people call, leave a question, and you'll answer it later on, right?
That is correct.
See how smart I am. I've got it all figured out.
You do.
So, I saw an article that I wanted you to comment on. It's how it works here. Oftentimes in the conversation world of news talk radio, we talk about what's in the news, and it doesn't necessarily have to be all the headlines. This was a report on the ways to wow your true love. And they are very poignant, and I thought I would have you underscore if you agreed with the premise here, as people are trying always to either find true love or keep true love, whatever that means. One of the most interesting things that you can do for the other person is to give him or her the favor of listening to what they have to say. How often is it the case that men are not listening to women or women are not listening to men?
All right, well, that's two questions. First of all, I think it's important. I think making eye contact, because listening implies a bunch of things. It implies connection. commitment, concern. Oh, my goodness, all those C's. Mm. So, yeah, I mean, think of how on a date we sort of sit there waiting for the next pearl of wisdom to drop from the person's mouth, and hopefully it's not goo.
On a date with me, you never have to wait for the next pearl of wisdom. I got them all.
Yeah, but Baby Cakes, you're supposed to be listening to my pearls of wisdom on a date.
Excuse me.
No, so I think listening is very important.
All right. How about observing what the other person is doing, i.e. body language, that kind of thing?
Well, I think it's being tuned in, paying attention, as opposed to being dismissive. You know, one of the criticisms about long-term relationships is people take each other for granted, which means they don't listen, they don't pay attention. Think about keeping, you know, I view relationships as kind of like a big fancy plant that you get at the florist with the satin ribbon and the aluminum foil, and you get it and it's gorgeous and expensive, and then you put it in the window, and the little sucker dies because it really needs to be pruned, it needs to be watered, it needs to be nurtured, you know, may need to be moved every once in a while. So, I mean, with relationships, if you can remind yourself how you felt when you were first crazy about each other and see if you can import some of that to the relationship, you'll have the best of all worlds.
There you go. All right, next item in this report on ways to wow your true love is to get his or her blood pumping. And that has to do with doing exciting things. For some, it's a horror movie. Other people might be going on a roller coaster ride.
Wearing each other's underwear.
Challenging. Yeah, that could be it, I suppose. Physical activity.
Clearly that turns
like
that on.
Going to the...
Yeah, I think the point is, again, stimulation is doing something new. When you're first dating, you think, gee, where can I go that this person hasn't been before?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not necessarily talking sexually. We're talking about a different restaurant or going to a city, to a county fair or something. And again, it's the stimulation. If you can't change your partners, which you're not supposed to do in a long-term committed wow relationship, then you change the context. That's why vacation sex quite often is really terrific, because it's just a different place. So, yeah, stimulation. Absolutely.
Stimulation, I know. All right, next item. There are four things on the ways to wow your true love. Number three, take notice of changes going on in your partner's life.
Yeah, like the haircut.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yes, whatever.
Yeah, paying attention, tuning in.
Right? What's different about your hair today is a good question.
Except, you know what? I'll tell you what. Every once in a while, although it's kind of charming, somebody will say, Is that a new haircut? And it's not.
Uh-huh.
You know, but that's okay. It's better to try than
women are a little bit sneaky with that, where they won't say anything and they want you to notice. They expect you to notice.
Yeah.
We're dumb guys. You know, sometimes we miss these things.
Give
us a little clue. Help a brother out.
How about having some little hair shreds all over your face or something like that? That might work.
That'll do it.
How about the time I had a lady on the air and I was observing from her conversation that she had had a baby and she hadn't?
Joy, she was a nutritionist, and Doug asked how tall she was and how much she weighed because we were talking about nutrition.
Oh, no.
And she gave her height and weight, and he's like, oh, okay. Well, obviously, you've probably had a couple of kids. And she's like,
oh,
no.
Doug, when in doubt, just say, wow, that's a great height and weight. You know, I had a
I love the women who are built that way.
Yes, and they love the fact that you point out that they're pregnant. I was actually in a yoga class, and the woman said, let me show you some exercises, special exercises. Said, why? Said, because you're pregnant. She wasn't.
No.
When in doubt, no.
Okay, last item here.
Doug, are you pregnant?
You've obviously had a couple of kids.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, keep going, Doug.
Last item on ways to wow your true love. See, Richie loves that. I bring that up for his entertainment.
It was one of the highlights of my career here.
Yeah, right. Shows you how high his career has gone. Take them back to where it all got started. Bring your love to the tree under which you took the first kiss or had the first kiss.
Yeah, see, that's my point been all along, is sort of recreate in some ways the dating experience.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, women, we have lace around our left ventricle. We really love when you're sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
And so like a little, let me tell you guys, Rich, this is for you as well. One rose will work as well as a dozen. And it's a
lot
cheaper.
That's what got me in the front door of my first date.
Really?
Yep, one rose.
One rose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little nosegay of violets, which are very actually hard to find, but or a daisy. it has to be alive. Dead doesn't work very well, guys. But I'm just trying to help you out here around the edges.
Thank you.
But yeah, sort of going back to how things were, I think also going over photo albums together,
yeah,
when you were together, just reminding yourself that on a day-to-day basis, life can get a little, you know, a little difficult, but reminding yourself at one point you were so crazy about each other,
yep,
you couldn't keep your hands off each other, and that's very helpful in
Never
a relationship.
Never forget why you fell in love in the first place.
Exactly so.
Dr. Joy Brown here, helping you with ways to wow your true love. Wow.
Wow.
Remember, she's on the air today, noontime,
wow,
East Coast time,
wow,
855-99-DR Joy, DRJOY, 51 after. This is Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Running in slow motion right now.
I
am.
Vangelis. I always like this. I'm jealous.
He's
of Vangelis.
Jealous of what?
Vangelis from
your
the
band.
1982 movie called Chariots of Fire. Tune is called Chariots of Fire. Movie called Chariots of Fire. It's one of the 50 movies in that special Warner Brothers classic set, which we are giving away all this week in order to salute and honor the 90th anniversary of the beginnings of the Warner Brothers studio. They continue, obviously, to entertain a lot of great movies. And if you identify today's movie in the quiz, you'll win a special anniversary set of 50 Warner Brothers classics on Blu-ray discs, $600 worth of movies for figuring out what the Chaka question is. This is one of those movies, I think many of them that we've done this week, Kenny, you've picked because they are obviously, they're strategically important to the Warner Brothers catalog, but they also are movies that we love to even hear the audio from. Never mind watch the movie. We love to hear these movies. So, this will not be a lot of heavy lifting. You'll have to work fast to get to the phone quickly. 888-302-3684 to identify the movie in question, one of the 50 Warner Brothers classics. Here's the first clue.
I stick my neck out for nobody.
All right. I know who that is.
Really? Chucky, you know what it is, right?
I know what it is.
All right, next.
Remember every detail. The Germans wore gray, you wore blue.
My favorite movie of all time.
It's a great movie. It really is astoundingly good.
All these years, we finally hit one where Roberta knows and it's her favorite movie of all time.
It's one of those movies that you can just go into it at any point in the movie.
Kenny, did you succumb to the final clip? Did you succumb? The clip,
of course he did. It's going to be the obvious gimme. Let's hear it.
If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
No, that isn't the obvious.
The music gives it away, though.
Yeah, kind of.
You played it for her.
What do you need?
Play it for me. Play it,
great
Sam.
Voice. Yep. 888-302-3684. This, by the way, all I love. It's supposed to be in Casablanca. They took the well.
You did it, Bob. You did it.
Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
Somebody got the right answer first. Hold on just a second. This guy was on before I gave it away, so I'm going to give him the prize anyway. Jay, you're in Palm Springs, right?
That is correct.
I think Michael would confirm you were the first caller, and you had the right answer before I gave it away, so we're going to give you the prize. Is that all right?
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, these are great 50 Warner Brothers classics.
How easy was that, Jay?
That was pretty easy. They got it. I already knew it.
One of the things I was about to say is that they shot this obviously in the Warner Brothers lot, even though it's supposed to be Casablanca, and they did the final scene supposedly in this fog shrouded covered airport. It was Burbank Airport where they had that's what Hollywood's all about.
It's like when I saw the Gilligan's Island set for the first time. I was
disappointed.
It's a parking lot.
Yeah, right.
Covered with sand.
Right. Jay, you did a good job. Hold on just a second. All right, Chucker, you have movie news for us.
Some TV news. CBS is Under the Dome, the summer show based on Stephen King's novel, drew a very solid 12 million viewers in its season's final Monday night, which is very good. This show did over 10 million viewers every week for its 12-week run, which broke new ground for summer programming for a network. It'll be back next fall. In terms of Emmys on Sunday night, James Gandolfini, who played the late Tony Soprano, will get a special honor alongside Glee's Cory Monteith, which is drew some controversy. A lot of people also bent out of shape over the fact that Larry Hagman, who played one of the most iconic TV characters of all time, J.R. Ewing, will not get a special notice during the broadcast.
Why?
I think it has something to do with the fact that he was honored during the Oscars, and the Emmys and the Oscars have this thing. If you honor one for movies, they sort of snub you for TV. But I think that's a big mistake, because aside from Carol O'Connor's Archie Bunker, I think Larry Hagman's J.R. Ewing is the second most iconic TV character of all time.
Yeah, I agree with
not
you.
Not to give a special honor is ridiculous.
Interesting that Julia Louis-Dreyfus is up for another Emmy this weekend. If she wins, she'll be tied with Lucille Ball for the most wins by any actress. That's the story that's at DougStephan.com today, as you suggest. And we were talking about Bob Newhart finally winning an Emmy after how many years on the air at 84? Finally gets an Emmy for a guest appearance on some TV show. I forget what it was, but anyway, he was What was it? Oh, the Big Bang Theory, right, exactly. Which is a show I can't even begin to understand why it is so funny, but people love it. It's funny. I mean, it's so popular. All right, Chuck Curry is here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.